Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome back. It's a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Tonight on the conversation, Megha Streisand has come out again saying that if you're a woman and you voted for Trump, then you're only doing what your husband told you to do because you can't think for yourselves. Okay, they're feminist.
I've only been a Republican since I was 17 years old, but I can't think for myself. 3 years Republican.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want to get into that. Something happened, what was it, 10 years ago, and now GM is cutting 15% of its salaried North American workforce. I want to get into that and what the real reason is behind all that. Wow. This is a ha-ha piece. I want to get into this. About a lady in Pennsylvania who was driving down railroad tracks because the GPS told her to go that way. I'll get into the story. My sister is at least smart enough to know that when the road... No, there was a...
You lied.
No, I'm not talking about this. She put in GPS directions to a church, and it said there was a road straight ahead, and she goes, there's a building there, so I can't go straight ahead. So she went left, and... Yeah, I know. Wow, but I want to get into that story. I want to get into it's going to be a good cannabis show also. Alyssa Milano raised $100,000 for asylum-seeking rock throwers, but didn't save one dime for wildfire survivors. There's a lawsuit in California over police conspiring to steal marijuana. Since it's legal, they really can't go after it. New Jersey is one step closer to legalizing.
The police are stealing it in California because it's illegal to take it. They can't take it from people.
Yep, since they can't take it, they're stealing it. And they have actual rights to it because there was no Miranda rights or anything. They just came in and... Because technically... If you don't know, in Canada, you can't have a vape pen that has THC oil in it. It's illegal. If you do not have a permit, you can't legally grow it. They can still confiscate it. There are still laws you have to follow. And they're trying to find anything they can to get, you don't have this permit, so you can't, so we're going to confiscate it, and then they'll just smoke it themselves. New Jersey lawmakers approve marijuana legalization they're one step away from going into a legalization mode, and I think, what is it? Yeah, it's Senate Bill 2703 in New Jersey. And this is interesting. New York could soon get medical marijuana covered by New York health insurance. And I don't know what I'm going to get into that because it doesn't really get into the major specifics because in California, I'm depressed. Here you go. There's weed. Okay, we're covering it, you know. Jeremiah 33:3. Ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. Think about that as you're going through your evening today, and welcome to the conversation. I took last week was Thanksgiving. It's not Christmas, it's Thanksgiving. I took it off when you're working 100 plus hours, and bless my producer. But when you work, when it takes 4 hours to come up with the show, and like on my lunch break, I'm coming up with, okay, what am I, you know, I'm reading articles and doing details and stuff. It's not a 5 minute. It's not like it's really hard to get on. You can't ramble. You gotta know your stuff. You gotta know what you're talking about. I mean, and I couldn't believe when I heard that Mega Streisand South Park fans will understand what it means. When she bashed women. You know, because my wife can't think for herself. She can't, you know, she's going to vote the way I tell her. Well, isn't that what you want? Megan Streisand in Sharia law? You want these Muslims here? You know, no. I want to have a country where people, women, especially like my wife, thinks for herself. She votes for herself. Trust me. Trust me, gentlemen, you will not win an argument with a woman. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't care what I do. My wife is going to, if my wife was going to vote for Hillary Clinton, she wouldn't. But let's just hypothetically say that. I couldn't change her mind no matter what. She is a conservative, always has been, always will be. I've been for most of my life a libertarian. Very liberal. Very libertarian. Conservative. Very. And for me, I have core beliefs and values. And they haven't changed. Look at those videos of Trump going back to the 80s. Where he's saying the same thing he's saying today. Why are we protecting these countries and they're not paying for it? You know, we're protecting these other nations and they're not paying a dime. Why are we giving millions of dollars to countries that hate us? He hasn't changed his stance. Hillary Clinton was a Goldwater girl. She wanted to resegregate America. She was against gay marriage. Now all of a sudden she like, whoops. I mean, Hillary Clinton is one of those people that's like the guy that goes to the stadium with an inside-out jersey. One side has one team, one side has the other, so you're guaranteed to wear the winning jersey. Just have to turn it inside out. Or don't even wear it and just put it on right at the end of the game. That's cold. I think I'll put on this jersey. It'll keep me warm. Oh, wow. Isn't it interesting how it says Notre Dame on one side and Alabama on the other? That way I don't have to worry about what team wins. I'm always on the winning side, you know. That's Hillary Clinton. You know, I could support Hillary if she said, hey, I don't believe in gay marriage. Never have, never will. And she kept that stance the whole time. I believe in resegregating America. I was a Goldwater girl. I believed it then. I believe it now. I could at least respect her. I don't like her. But I could at least respect her if she's kept her opinion the same. I stand with Barack Obama on the border security. I stand with Barack Obama on that. We need to have more boots at the border. We need to have tougher border security. We need to make sure that there is a legitimate pathway to citizenship so that we don't have people just border jumping like these asylum seekers that are throwing rocks at the wall. And they're going to be here before people legally. They're going to get benefits that vets don't get. Obama talked about all that. Barack Obama talked about border security and more boots on the ground. He was one of the people. Glenn Beck was there handing out soccer balls to kids being taken away from their parents. Oh, but that only happened during Trump's administration. It's only Trump's fault. Just like GM, that's Trump's fault. You know? They can't say anything good. And if something great happens, they can't talk about it. Look at the gas price. It's down. Is it Trump's fault? No, but it's great. But they're not going to talk about it. As many of you know, 10 years ago, something happened. Barack Obama passed auto industry bailouts. That's right, folks. You know, where the CEOs of the of the idol industries came up in billion-dollar Learjets and million-dollar suits, and they don't have that money anymore. GM is slashing 50% of its North American salaried workers and discontinuing several vehicle models that are not performing well. They're not doing well. You know, if you have menus and the items on the menu and they don't do very well, you take them off the menu. That's what they're doing here. They're getting rid of cars, and they're going to be focusing on the autonomous vehicles and electronic vehicles. You know, the ones we wonder who's at fault if it gets in a wreck because you're not driving it, because they drive themselves. But they have a lot of CEOs in terms of, like, a lot of executives. And okay, well, there's 15 people that have to approve. Nah, why don't we streamline the process and have two people that oversee something instead of 15 or 20? Well, I'm the executive. See, so I manage him. Yes, I'm Bill, and I manage Bob, and Bob manages Jennifer, and Jennifer manages Lisa, and Lisa manages Melissa, and Melissa manages Tony, and Tony manages, you know, there's 50 different people sitting there playing with each other, managing each other, instead of, you know, it's streamlined. That's the problem. They're trying to streamline this stuff. But guess what, though? When the auto bailouts ended, guess what? They're doing good. They're trying to streamline, okay? There are things that are not going well. Some vehicles are not selling as well as others, so they're stopping the production. What a concept. If something doesn't work, you quit buying it. Why buy something and keep it on a menu when it doesn't sell? How does that make sense? It doesn't. It's common sense. It's just one of those. And what do they do? Oh, well. This is what's going on, you know, because, you know, Trump guaranteed, you know, all, you know, everything's Trump's fault. You know, these kids separated at the border, Trump's fault. GM cut 15%, that's Trump's fault. You know, these asylum seekers, yeah. Show me how many American flags they're waving. No, they're taking rocks and throwing them at the border. Ridiculous. But then you got someone like Alyssa Milano that's raising tons of money for the asylum seekers instead of wildfire survivors. American citizens that are ravaged by these wildfires in California aren't getting a dime from Alyssa Milano, but you know what they're getting? She's donating money to asylum seekers. That's this crappy world we live in. How dare you want to keep these people out that want to trash this country? How dare you treat them out there trying to tear down the wall and throw rocks at it, and they hate America, but and then everyone's saying that. How many of those people are okay, if you want these asylum seekers in this country, I think Trump should allow them in. Okay, you write down that you want these people in this country, and then you're going to take them in. You're gonna house them. You're gonna clothe them. You're gonna feed them. You're gonna be responsible for them. You're gonna take care of them. You're gonna do anything. They get in trouble, it's your butt. And if these people that are mad because Trump's trying to keep these asylum seekers that hate that are not nice people and out of this country, I guarantee you none of them or very few will. Would house any of those people, because what they would say is, well, guess what, folks? Guess what? Let me see here. So I put that. Oh, yeah. Well, I live with the Trump supporter, so no, I couldn't do that. No. That's what they had that one time when they, you know, when they had like those Syrian refugees trying to come here, and well, I would have them here, but you know, my I married a Trump supporter, so no, he wouldn't. No. They're not married to nobody. They're just, they wouldn't tell them that we don't want them here, but would they take them in? No. Because they want to help these, they would rather give money. We got to help these asylum seekers. What about our own feds? What about our own people that defended our country? What about our own homeless? I never thought I'd see a day in this country where people want to actually be more supportive and helpful to people that aren't even citizens before our own people. I mean, what about our own people that need help? I mean, this is not a left or right issue, folks. Helping a veteran is not a conservative or democratic issue. It's the right thing to do. Oh, but we gotta help. We gotta help these asylum seekers that are throwing rocks. But that's Alyssa Milano for you, you know. My favorite act. I never could stand her. I never liked her to begin with, and now I have even more reason not to like her. There was an active shooting today at Walter Reed Hospital, but turned out to be it was an exercise. That's kind of good in a bad way, because it's good that, hey, look, the exercise was so good, but it's kind of bad at the same time that it was so good that, like, media was coming out with it, hey, there's shooting going on. I mean, think about that. I mean, because I got this alert. You know, active shooting at Walter Reed Army Hospital. I'm like, what the heck? And I'm just like, Lord, I ask, intervene, do something. And then it came back like an hour later. This is a false alarm. This was a test. Just because we're having tomorrow, I guess there's a meeting. I think we can be there if we want to. But it's like what to do if an active shooter comes in here. I don't want to get into this. This is hilarious. A Pennsylvania woman. A Pennsylvania woman claims she drove on the train tracks because GPS told her to go that way. This is nuts. A woman in Pennsylvania was cited for carelessly driving after she drove onto railroad tracks because her GPS told her to go that way, police said. If your GPS told you to drive onto train tracks, would you do it? One woman in Pennsylvania said, yes, she did. Around 10 p.m. last Wednesday in the PSQ Police Department, responded to a call about a vehicle on railroad tracks off of State Route 37, the department wrote in a Facebook post. Officers said the woman from Swiskily, roughly 15 miles northwest of Pittsburgh, had driven onto the tracks because her GPS told her to go this way. The female was 100% sober and had no medical conditions affecting her decision-making, police say. The woman's vehicle was towed from the tracks and she was cited for careless driving. How? I'm at a loss for words. How do you... Okay, folks, and there's a... Yeah, it tells me to go straight, but there's no road there, just a building. I think I'm just going to go ahead and go straight. I don't know, it's just funny. I just don't... But, hey... I mean, I could at least respect her if she was drunk. I don't know, but hey, when she's like not drunk and no medical issues, that lady is called Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Your GPS is just a guide. You know, if it says go straight but there's a building, you don't go straight. If it says go on the railroad tracks, you don't go on railroad tracks. Yeah.
My sister is not really the brightest in the bunch.
Love her to death, but she's not really the brightest of the bunch. And she put a church in a GPS, and it told her that she's supposed to go straight. There's supposed to be a road there. And there wasn't one, so she actually made the decision in turn. Thank God. She actually listened to herself and not the GPS. I mean, because the GPS is just a guide. If it tells you to do something, like if it says there's supposed to be a bridge there and there's not, and you're going to go into the water, why? The GPS isn't going to magically make a bridge. I want to get into this, folks, because this is awesome. And there's a wave coming. New Jersey lawmakers approve marijuana legalization. New Jersey got one step closer to legalizing marijuana on Monday after lawmakers approved an adult use legalization bill in a joint session of Senate and Assembly committees. A total of three separate cannabis bills were approved at the hearing, one to fully legalize marijuana, one to expand the state's existing medical cannabis program, and another that would create a system to speed up exponents for people who would have been convicted for low-level marijuana offenses. They actually want to try to get it to where if you were busted in the past, let you go. Because there are some states that, okay, they've legalized marijuana now, but if you got busted, okay, you're still doing 50 years. After about 4 hours of testimony on a full legalization bill, panels casted votes on that piece of legislation, with it being approved 7-4 with two abstentions on the Senate side. The Assembly panel then signed off by a 7-3 vote with one abstention. Today's Senate and Assembly votes are a victory for the common sense and for sound public policy in New Jersey, Normal Executive Eric Autry said in a press statement. We look forward to lawmakers on the Assembly and Senate floors acting swiftly to approve this legislation to send to Governor Murphy to sign into law. It's great that this is moving forward, that we're getting somewhere. Got to make sure that it gets to a point where there is eventually, so that there's not lots of regulation. So it's not one of these, well, yeah, you can, yeah, marijuana is legal, but you can't smoke it in your house. You can't smoke in here. You can't do this. Can't go there. You can't have this. Can't do that. But then what can you say? The marijuana stamp tax act. Okay? This allows you to grow it and whatever, but the government's never handing them out, never giving them, so you're kind of screwed. I forget how they define it, but the way they've written the law in place, it's impossible to get grade B tobacco. That's why if you ever see grade A tobacco on your cigarette container, if you smoke cigarettes, they've written it in a way so it's impossible to ever have grade B. I forget how they did it. I saw it in the video one time, how they explained it to where it's so that no matter what you buy, it's grade A. But it's neat to see this happening. You know, it's getting legal in Michigan, and there's all kinds of, December 6th is when it fully comes into legalization, but they say for like dispensaries and stuff, it's going to be a year before they're fully up and running and all this stuff, so, you know. it's just one of those things to think about, you know, as we move into this. I mean, I'm looking at taking classes and stuff, and possibly down the road looking at being a bud tender or something like that. And I've been watching these videos on it, and they're hilarious because they act like, well, what is it? They have like these bud tenders and like misconceptions of a bud tender. Like, I'm sorry, but I've been to a pot shop in Colorado. I'm not assuming that bud tenders are just sitting behind the counter smoking pot 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh, man, you got to help yourself, man. I'm too stoned, man. I just had 10 edibles, man. I had 1,000 milligram THC candy bar, man. I'm gone, man. Help yourself. I don't care, whatever. Just make sure you pay for it, man. No, when I went there, there's an armed guard. Let me see your ID. Okay, you're old enough. Okay, you can go here when they call you. You can go in when you go in. Hey, my name's Jason. How you doing, man? So what's? How can I help you? What are you looking for? Well, I have a muscle disease. What can I? Okay, well, what you want to get is what, we're not really medical per se, but you know, so they would actually have higher CBD. But you have to have the medical card, which I was just on honeymoon, but you know, and it's like real people. It's like going to, you know, it's like people think that, oh, I can't wait to work at a liquor store. That way I can just drink the whole time. No. But they, I mean, some of the things they think about going into being a bud tender or whatever, if I do that and change the career or whatever, it's not a function of like, well, I'm just going to sit there and like blaze up all day. No, I may find a nice CBD cream that I can put on that can help with the pain. You know, there you go. But you know, I want to get rid of the stereotype in this world. You know that, I mean, and it's just okay. White people are racist. No, we're not. Are there white people? Yeah, there are black people that are racist. There are women. I hate these feminists that only like liberal women. You know, oh. Yeah, they are, because it's like, oh, well, I support Sarah Palin, but I'm a sexist because I don't like Hillary Clinton. You know, it's one of those things. I don't get it. You know, the stereotype that, you know, that's what I hate when they have rallies around where I live, and I've talked about this before on the program. They say, what we need to do, no, I think, well, you know, pot, it's good for you. I mean, I mean, you can, they say medical, anyone, I think pot can be really good, you know, and there's these people that are morons, and they don't get some, I mean, I'd love to be up there and say, well, I don't know if you know this, but hemp ethanol is 5 times cheaper than gasoline. Pound for pound, hemp gets more ethanol than any other substance on this planet. It makes a better paper. But people have been fed lies for so long. Hemp ethanol could be produced for $1.37 per gallon, plus the cost of feedstock and technology improvements and all that stuff. Reducing the price another dollar or so per gallon. Oh, but we can't, you know, I mean, that's ridiculous. And it's stuff they've known for a long time. They've known that. They've known 1 acre of hemp produces as much paper as 4 acres of trees. But the Constitution's written on hemp. Original Levi's jeans were made from recycled tablecloths made from hemp, but go to the Smithsonian and ask why isn't there a mention of hemp as a textile? They don't want to confuse kids. That's the problem. But the problem, the stereotype is so deep that there are people that no matter what you tell them, no matter what you say to them, no matter what they're never going to believe you that it should be legal. Never, ever, ever. And it's so dangerous, it's so deadly. I tell you what, it's so bad, it's so. Oh, how dare they want to legalize it? No, you know all those people standing in line in Colorado and Washington State and Las Vegas? Those are people that were already using it, but hey, now I can actually buy it legally. I had someone that actually commented that, well, as soon as it, yeah, oh yeah, that's, yeah, well, when these thugs can't sell pot on the street illegally, they're going to rob all the dispensaries. Wow. Then why isn't it happening in Colorado? Oh, yeah, you're really going to rob a dispensary when there's an armed guard? I forget where the place is. Somewhere in Kalamazoo, there's a barber shop that has, like, all our barbers are armed. Nothing here is worth your life. I loved it. West Main. I wanted to get my, I wanted to get a straight razor shave the day of my birthday. But not my birthday, but the wedding day, but didn't have time. But just, I would use that place. If I moved up there, I'd use that place in a heartbeat just because of that. I'm like, don't worry, man, I got your back too. See, but gun owners are what we've ingrained. But I think part of the problem, and I think High Times can have some blame on this, when they've had those posters that, like, this is what I the calendar that says, this is what I forgot to do yesterday. You know, people have that stereotype of, guess what? This is what I forgot to do because I smoked weed and said, hey, this is what I accomplished. This is what I've done. This is how successful I am. What a lot of people, a lot of stuff, cannabis in Michigan is not free reign. It's not like, okay, I mean, there's still, you have to read the rules. Just like Colorado, you can't smoke in public. You can't do this. You can't, you know, people just think, have all this idea that, like, guess what? I'm just going to, like, party down and, like, oh, I thought it was legal. Well, alcohol is legal. It doesn't mean you can drive in behind the wheel and get messed up. But I want to get into this because this is very interesting. Lawsuit, California police conspired to steal marijuana. Last December 5th, Zeke Flatten, a former police officer now working in the cannabis industry, was driving south through Northern California's Sonoma County on U.S. Highway 101 when he was pulled over by Rangnert Police, Rangnert Park Police. Ooh. It's this, that area, he was in a small area of Sonoma County. According to Flatten's account given to a journalist, Kim Kemp, he had just crossed the Mendocino County line, meaning he was about 40 miles away from Rangnert Park, with 3 pounds worth of marijuana in his rental car. And they didn't read him rights or anything. They just took the weed and all this stuff. And Flatten alleges that in a federal civil rights lawsuit he filed on November 16th that he had enough marijuana for the officers to steal. That I guess he was violating the law. Because even though it's legal, there's certain amounts that you can only have and this and that. And that's why they have classes on learning all the laws and everything. And I guess he's saying that they didn't, okay, if they were truly seizing it because I had too much of this, why wasn't I given Miranda rights? Why wasn't this happening? Why was it just confiscated like nobody's business? And he thinks that they're just trying to possess cannabis in order to sell it to further personal profits. Oh, you know, hey, you know, and I can see that. Since they can't confiscate it legally, they got to confiscate it the way they know how. Illegally. So, I mean, I guess when I watch a lot of these videos, this stuff to me is common sense. I mean, I guess I'm sorry, folks, but if you ever saw the show Disjointed, Great, great, great show. That's not where you're going to work. I'm sorry, you're not going to be sitting there eating edibles all day and smoking pot all day sitting on the roof. You're going to actually be helping people. You're going to give back. And hopefully, if I get in the dispensary or work in the industry, guess what? Maybe we can serve a soup kitchen on Thanksgiving and give back and be, hey, look, he works, doesn't he? Yeah, they work for that dispensary. Yeah, look at, they're going to serve at the soup kitchen. They're going to give back. They're going to help out. They're going to do a Habitat home. Wow. Wow, I guess, well, I got to apologize. I thought you guys just sat and, you know, ate Twinkies all day and smoked pot. I didn't know you guys were actually active members of the community. Well, yeah. Find out the real people, not the stereotypes. Are there white racists? Sure there are. Are 99% of them racist? No. Are there people that waste their life away that just smoke and eat and smoke and eat and smoke? Well, yeah. Is that 99% of them? No.
Okay, I think there's just as many alcoholics as, and it's legal, as many as there's stoners, if not more.
And no one talks about, well, we need to make alcohol legal. We need to stop all these stoners. I saw a video in a place where they have alcohol banned, and they're drinking, like, hairspray that has alcohol in it to get drunk. Got about 21 minutes left in the program, folks, and thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation you're a part of, and who knows? I might have my own line of little THC packets. It'll be like sugar packets, but just THC crystals. Smoke that on your cereal for breakfast. Who knows? But that's how it is. Huh? This is really cool. Go Michigan. That's why I love Michigan. That's why I love Michigan right here. Michigan Farm donates nearly 600 trees to military families. It is a big deal to me to be able to contribute back to give them something positive for their Christmas time. Dan Warmoff, the president and owner of the nursery, said, I know a lot of them are sacrificing it away from their families, or the families are by themselves. That is just an amazing thing, folks. 600 trees being donated. Giving it to the people. Yeah, to the veterans that are serving this country and the families, not the border jumpers. Senator Joe M., I love you. I'm not for any shutdown, whether it's a Democrat or Republican shutdown. There's no reason to shut down. We just have to stay here and work through our differences. Now, why don't we have a government shutdown? Why don't we just shut the government down and never restart it? How about that? I'm all for that. I won't miss it. I wouldn't miss a government shutdown. Now, if the government does shut down, can the taxes that go to the government, do we keep those then during that time? Because they don't obviously need them since they're not really doing anything. Not that they're doing anything anyways. If the government was your investment advisor, you would have dropped him a long time ago. I've been paying you this whole time and I'm broke. It'd be like that stockbroker you had for 10 years, and the only one who's broker was you. Oh, Lord. If the government was an investment, you'd ditch it a long time ago. But people still want the government. Why? Why? Here we go, folks. The NASA photo shows an image of on Mars. That it's spacecrafter called Insight, acquired using its robotic arm-mounted instrument deploying camera. It's cool. You can see Mars. See, I really think that rover is not, that's not really Mars. I don't think they really sent one up there. I think it's just some studio in Hollywood that they, you know, I mean, if they didn't actually go to the moon, how did they get to Mars? I think it's cool that they're at Mars. I think it's really cool that they're doing this. Someone goes, breaking first images from Mars show Broward County ballot boxes. Jason Ripplinger. Jason, that's awesome. I got to give him a shout. I don't know who he is, but hey, what the heck. He's on the conversation tonight with that comment. Got about 16 minutes left in the program, folks, but, you know. Wow, that's pretty cool. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. But, yeah, as I talked about earlier, I don't know what you think about this, but that Walter Reed active shooter report was actually a drill. That's how accurate it was. That's how, like, realistic they had it. It's kind of interesting. Just one of those things. It's just, I mean, because now it's sad we have to have schools and have like active shooting drills, you know. I wouldn't have understood that when I was a kid. That's just kind of the world we live in today, you know. Things that I did when I was a kid, you know, now you would have talks with kids in my kindergarten about don't do methamphetamine, kids. I've been like, what's methamphetamine? I wouldn't have had a clue. You know, you have like, if you think it's too young to talk to your kids about this, it probably is too late. I'm glad I grew up in an age where I wasn't like, I would hate that to tell a kid when they're like 3 years old, don't do drugs. This is how bad it is. Kevin Hart and Inoko Parrish plans for son's Cowboys and Indians themed birthday party. Kevin Hart and his wife, Inoko Parrish, faced backlash over their son's Cowboys and Indians themed birthday party last week that was deemed offensive. How dare you? How dare you? You racist, there shall be. How dare that insensitive bigot? How dare him, Kevin Hart, you bigot? You, oh my God. I hope he goes to jail. I hope they just execute him. I mean, how dare he have a Cowboys and Indians? I mean, at least have Raiders and Packers. I mean, come on. That NFL joke, anyway. How dare they have a football team and a baseball team themed birthday party? How dare they do that? I mean, are you kidding me? And of course, someone's going to quote me somewhere. Folks. That's how bad this world is. Oh my gosh. This, I guess, this never came up on my feed, but Steven Heidelberg, the man behind Nickelodeon's cartoon series SpongeBob SquarePants, has died at age 57. Wow. I loved SpongeBob. Hard to believe. I'm going to bring this up. I didn't even, this is the first I've heard of it. And I guess it was originally going to be called SpongeBoy, but they already said they did SpongeBob. I guess he was battling ALS. Wow. Wow. Folks, I just want you to know, man, live your life. Melissa, I love you. Just want her to know that she's probably not paying attention to me like she should, but just wanted to know I love her because you never know when. You know, tomorrow's not guaranteed, folks. Live today. Live your life today. You never know. Tell your wife you love her. Tell her the aliens are coming. If she wants a therapy King Cobra, buy her one. Yes, I need to take this on my plane. This is a therapy King Cobra. Is that okay? Honey, can I get a therapy King Cobra?
No.
Hey, I need it to help me. It's my therapy King Cobra.
Yeah.
This is my therapy armored tank. This is my Bradley assault vehicle. It's my therapy tank. To go overseas, I need to have my therapy F-18 Hornet. Oh, wow. Just, that's hard to believe. But I didn't realize he was suffering from ALS. He survived by his wife of 20 years. Karen Hiddleberg. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. Wow. Live your life. Live your life, man. Let me see where we're at here, folks. As many of you know, we still have Mourinho, and we are in Group H in the Champions League as I move on, and Manchester United has beat the Young Boys 1-0. Yeah, they should have blown the Young Boys. I mean, yeah, but that, hey, we won. I'm not. So we're obviously moving on. Us and Juventus, Roma and Real Madrid, Lyon and Manchester City, FC Bayern Munich and Ajax, FC Porto and FC Schalke, Napoli and Liverpool, Barcelona and Interlaval, and Atletico Madrid and Brasoma. I can't pronounce that, so sorry. But I mean, I don't see us getting that far really in the Champions League. I really don't. We're not that good of a team. I think there's just so much disruption in that club. I think the team's gone, in my opinion. And if many of you wonder, at the end of the program, like the last 10 minutes, I'm a huge football fan, so I talk a lot about European football, and I'm a huge Manchester United fan. So if you're new to the program, thank you. And if, you know, some people listen to the beginning, because that's when I talk about cannabis or medical marijuana or current events, conservative topics, whatever, and then the last 10 minutes they see you Champions League or Premier League or IndyCar, whatever. But I honestly think there's not much drive in those players. There's no heart. And I think when Jose Mourinho said, guess what, folks? Guess what? Can you win with the players you have now? And he'd say he refused to answer the question. I think it's when he lost them. And it's one of those things that there's no Roy Keane in there, you know, ripping off his jersey and leaving. and putting his heart back in and taking off his shirt when he gets to him, ripping out his heart, putting on the jersey, and let's go. There's no, and I think people are like, hey, well, why should we try? If Jason Mina will not answer the simple question, he can't say, can he win with this players? If he can't answer that simple question, obviously he doesn't think we're good enough. So why should we try? Why should we try? And that's honestly, and plus his assistant manager for how many years? Basically said bye-bye, sayonara, Sodom. Let's see. You know, he's bashing the players, blaming the players. It's one of those things that his style of football is outdated. You know, it's just, I honestly don't, because hey, they beat they'll take any victory, even though it should be a blowout. Hey, it's a 1-0 win. He's won. Well, no, they should have had like 5-0. It's one of those things that's hard for me. Because I don't see, it's like he's doing just enough, I think, for the board to say, well, all he has to do is win 2 games and we're back into it. You know, instead of saying, hey, no. Sorry. Sorry. He's not the one. I mean, I want to see us win. I want to see us successful. And if Mourinho's who it is, what we is going to do it, then okay, but I don't see it. I see us winning a couple games and losing some. Winning a couple, losing a couple. And when we don't improve, and then right when we've lost 2, he's got to go, and then we win 1. Win 2. Then we lose 3. It just never ends. It just gets frustrating. It's like, I mean, at least Arsenal is somewhat consistent this year. Everton is consistent. They're not like a win 2, lose 2, win 2, lose 2. Yeah, well, he's not losing enough in a row for them to consider getting rid of him. Because as soon as you think, oh, if we don't win this one, he's gone. They got to get rid of him. Oh, they win. I don't want them to lose just to get rid of Mourinho, but it's we're consistently inconsistent. Okay, he picks the players. He's the one that told the. I bow down to the manager. He's the one that ultimately, in the very beginning, said wouldn't answer the question if he could win with the players he has. He should have said, "Okay, Champions League, look out. We're gonna win it. Premier League, we're number one. I don't accept second place. We got that last year. We're number one this year. My players, they're prepared. Get ready, because you're going down." Okay? Let me tell you something. Bobby Charlton's spirit's coming back to the team. Okay? We're going to dominate. We're going to dominate. Be prepared. The United train's coming. We got Trump as the driver.
Really?
Hey, what the heck? But, you know, I mean, there's no heart. There's no, it's like they don't care. And pretty soon players are saying, like, well, this is, they're going to stick with this manager. We're done. We're out of here. We're gone. Sayonara, Sodom. Bye-bye. I don't know. Something's got to change. That's how this world works, you know. Something's got to change. Something's got to change. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. It's fun, you know, it's not really fun, but she's like, yeah, okay, he's done. He lost two in a row. This team is so good. And then they dominate, okay? You couldn't beat this team that's bad, but you beat this team that's good. And it's just so frustrating. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens, because I honestly see them keeping him until it's too late. They're going to do Lou Van Hall. If they get rid of him, it's going to be at the end of the season. It's going to be too late. Zidane's going to be taken. Pochettino might be taken if he goes. You know, LeBlanc is going to be gone. Just remember, folks. Remember this. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night, all. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. God bless, and goodbye.